The Church of Lepers. Leprosy is a sickness, it's a skin disease. You lose feeling. You touch me, you're a leper too. It's a condition that you find in the world, but it's infiltrating the church. Almost everyone has it. What happens is, when you're in a war situation, when you're a soldier, you get to a place where it gets chaos. People get bombed, there's gunfire everywhere. Man, you see blood. Who's ever seen Saving Private Ryan? They step onto landmines, they get their whole body messed up, legs and everything. It can get as graphic as the Passion of the Christ. I'm raising an army, and I want you to know that in this army, you cannot get leprous. A person who's a leper has lost all its feeling, and that sense of apathy jumps and goes on to every single person that you meet, because that's the way our attitude is. And think, if the church's attitude is like that, what does the world think? The world doesn't have any hope. When on the battlefield and people get shot and killed and whatever, when you fight with your fellow soldiers, what you should do is, when you see one of them hurt or wounded, pick him up, carry him. So you're there in the battlefield, you're really fighting. Now you got a guy you're carrying. It's called a buddy system. You know, when one guy falls or he goes down, or you see him really having problems, pick him up, help him. When you're a soldier, you get to a place, you cannot control all these things anymore. You see people dying, people getting killed, people killing. You do killing. You just lost all sense of reason, and later you become leprous. Why? Because you can't do anything about it, and later you don't care anymore. Why? It's too much. We're in a battle. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in the air. Today I want you to not get leprous. I want you to feel something. Don't be leprous. We're filled with a church full of lepers. It's time for that leprosy to go. Man in the church, man in the world. There's no distinction between us anymore. But the man who was leprous saw Jesus. I need you to get to God, worship Him and say, Lord, take away my leprosy. Why? Because we don't have any feeling left. Things are happening outside. Forgive me. Things happen in the church. We don't feel anything anymore. So we get all sorts of excuses. Who's going to change this world? Who's going to turn things around? We are. Say, I am going to change things in this world. In this country, I'm going to change things. Let's leave our sense of apathy. Let's stop being lepers and not care about the people around us. Why are we getting to this place in this sense of apathy, in this carelessness, in this? Why? Because we're lepers. You are the salt of the earth. If the salt lost its flavor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. You know why nobody knows that you're a Christian? It's because you are under a bushel. People cannot see your light. We are called to be a fire. It's harder to put out a fire. We are to be a fire. We are to be fire. To weave our lives together, so that the Spirit's inferno of love spreads across the earth. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. Some of you need God to touch you. Some of you need God to touch you. Some of you need that shower. You need it. Because once you have that, the leprosy will leave. Why am I talking about this? Your friends are outside. They're busy with dope. They're busy smoking crack. They're busy in clubs. They're busy drinking their 40s and their Brunnerwein and coke. They're busy having unprotected sex with girls that's not supposed to even be out of the house. There's people out there who wants to cut their wrists that lost sense of life. They don't have any answers anymore. You sit here, you have the answer. You have the light. You have it in you. Stop feeling nothing and go and get those people. I want you to go and change the world. That's what you are called for. Go into the Bible. Find out God's purpose for your life. And do it today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.